A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundations of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter." When Jesus left, scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. The Gospel of our Lord. I wonder if, as Jesus sat at this table so long ago, if echoing in his heart was the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 8, "You have been told what is good and what God requires of you, only to do right, to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God." I'm not sure, but I think this was going through his head, because it is obvious that in this passage, seated at this table with his host and his host's guests, the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus has had it. Too often, they use the law not as it is meant, as a gift from God, a liberating covenant of right relationship, full of mercy with reciprocal belonging and self-giving. Rather, they use the law as a rod to punish people. They subjugate justice and charity named by the law and the prophets to external legal holiness. But wait. We are also seated at this table of the Word with Jesus and these others today. Has he had enough of us too? When we subjugate justice and charity to legal, or maybe more contemporarily, canonical holiness, are we too indicted with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world? Oh, such a charge takes our breath away, does it not? Seated at this table of the Word today, with the Holy Spirit breaking it open and Christ seated right next to us, we hear the voices of the prophets. We hear Micah. We know what is required. We hear Cesar Chavez, Chief Joseph, Martin Luther King Jr. We honor their stone memorials, do we not? In Washington, on the Trail of Tears. The key of knowledge. What have we done with this key? As this word continues cracking open at this table, we see ourselves holding the key of knowledge in our hands. We can use it to open our minds, our hearts. We can use it to open our actions and choices to mirror the deepening of our ongoing conversion as we hear this key to knowledge from Micah, only to do what is right, what is just, to love goodness, to walk humbly with God. The key that God's law liberates. This key can open our consciousnesses to the truth of our deep belonging to one another, to all of the created world. And with this key opening our hearts and minds while we're seated at this table of today's word, we can then hear Christ's blood as it continues crying out to us today from the soles of the feet of those fleeing their homelands across the world, from the gunshot wounds across our nation, from the countless lives whose value, dignity, worth are being subjugated to external legality. We are a generation charged with this blood. How might we use the key of knowledge given to us? How might we use this key to unlock, to liberate, rather than condemn and punish? We can use this key today. We don't have to lose it. We can choose to do what is right, to do what is just. We can choose the key, just for today, of loving goodness and walking humbly with our God by refusing for even 1 minute to subjugate justice and charity for the externals, be they the externals of holiness, canonical rightness, or political or personal gain. We could also make another choice. We can walk away from this table of today's word, and like those in the passage, also at the table, we can begin to scheme and plot so that we can keep everything just as it is.